So then you got onto guitar, because when I first met you, it was in 1990 or something like that. You just got into town, is that right?
Yeah, just got
with
Ben Elman.
With Ben, and y'all were playing at the Howlin' Wolf, and you were playing harmonica. And
no, Ben was playing harmonica.
Oh, okay, right. So you were playing guitar, and he was playing harmonica.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when did you start playing guitar?
Okay, I started playing guitar when I was 16 or 15, 16, in there. I remember.
So in England, you picked up the guitar.
Yeah, right before I was leaving England. I left England when I was 16. Yeah, 16. So right before I looked into it. And, I remember my father had one that was laying around the house that they never touched, a classical thing. And I had friends. I would go over there, you know, around about, you know, 14, 15, so you start to notice that there's girls around the guitar players, you know, whatever. The usual.
See?
Yeah. But
I got onto that in sixth grade, man.
Yeah, yeah. But times are a little different then, you know.
You know, the other reason why I wanted attention was so that I wouldn't have developed that horrible attention deficit disorder. But anyway, that's another story. So, 16, you picked up the guitar.
Yeah.
And then how old were you when you arrived in New Orleans?
I got to New Orleans. 1990, I can't do the math. I think the first time I came to visit here, I was 21, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, I came to visit here right when I was 21.
Okay. And then you started, because I know you write music and you can read Bach and you've studied Bach.
My skills, I wouldn't say that. I know.
Well, I mean, you can't sight read it, but you know about it.
Yeah, I know about it. And I can read it. Yeah.
And then so that was part of your cello upbringing.
Not so much. You know, here's the thing. My cello stuff was described, it was once described to me, I had a lot of trouble learning cello. And one was I was very distracted, mind frame. But the other, it wasn't spotted for a lot of time. I had a cello teacher finally laid on when I was about 14 or 15. He was spotted the fact, he said, your ear is much better than my other students. The reason you're not playing well, I thought it was an incredible psychological insight. He was a very, very good musician, I remember, for other reasons. I'd seen him doing things. And he quit orchestral music because he didn't like with all the smoking and drinking that was going on. You know, he was in orchestral shows, which is a big deal in England. You know, they got bars backstage and everybody's blitzed and smoking, right, even in those high-end orchestras, you know. So him and his wife against that. But I remember he pointed out the things that what's going on is that your ear is very good, and when you play, it doesn't sound like what you know it's supposed to sound like. So I was having a revulsion from myself at the sound of it that was coming.
Wow.
I wasn't recognizing it as music. I think it was a good insight because I think I still have this problem a lot. Like, I will back off literally of touching certain things because they're not, I can't, they don't, it doesn't look recognizably. I mean, now I'm willing to work harder. I can do things over a very long period of time, and I don't, and I'm very happy to be sounding bad in order to learn something now, but that took a long time to be able to get to that point. So,
right.
So I think at that point, I knew about Bach. I used to listen to those records. I had the Casals recordings of him doing those Bach pieces, and I loved them. They were amongst my favorite things, but I wasn't any way involved in playing cello that way at that time. So that started, the look back into classical music started because when I got to New Orleans, I rejected that completely. I was only playing blues and R&B music,
right,
and folk songs because the guitar thing started. My father had a Lead Belly record, and I just thought that was the most unbelievable thing. And then when I got to L.A., I was close to McCabe's guitar store, and used to see these guys like Dave Van Ronk and John Fahey and finger-picking guitar players that were monster guitar players, but they would come through there, and so it was poor socially, but I didn't understand America, so I could never get anyone to go with me. I was just sort of walking around isolated for a long time, but I used to go in there and just think, how did they get it to sound? It sounds like more than one instrument. You know, it sounds like more than one guitar. I was thoroughly fascinated with this. I was only into that for a while, and also because I thought that there's a lot of injustice in America that music is representing in very different ways that it's getting. That there was in my head, there's a social thing. So what happened was when I moved to New Orleans, I was taking lessons from Carl LeBlanc, and he was back. He was always whipping out these things that I felt like I should know about.
So he got you onto reading again?
Yeah.
And reading on guitar, which is totally different than any other instrument.
Yeah, it's a total pain in the ass. Yeah. It's the worst thing going.
Right. And then when did you actually start writing your own music as far as,
I had written, when I was younger, when I was about 17, I had written a kind of ragtime piece That actually, I still performed
on a guitar.
I'm still performing this fairly recently on guitar, but I wrote that then, and then after I'd been in New Orleans for a while. No, I was in Santa Cruz, and I remember I went back to L.A. and I saw Sun Ra up I was into all this music, but in Santa Cruz they had that club, the Columba Jazz Center, and so we used to see a lot of these incredible musicians, which I'd heard about, and they're legendary in my mind because somebody ruined my life with a James Blood Ulmer record when I was 17. I was obsessed with it, but you see musicians of that kind of thing that you would look into. And when I got back to L.A. to visit some friends, he had a studio set up there, and I sort of wrote this thing that I still play. It was about a girl, but really it was with the sounds that I was kind of hearing. That worked out, and I had a tape, and so then I started getting interested in how to really do composition again after that, how to do that. Which Carl was a good person to go to for that, because he's very music organizer in a very unusual way. He's in a very individuated way of dealing with it,
right.
It's interesting the way he looks at things structurally. So he was always trying to impart that on me rather than how to actually play the guitar.
That's great though, Colin. He's a prober.
Yeah.